Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate so you never, ever have to work a job again. Today, I am bringing on an expert in passive income investing, turnkey properties, and all that great stuff so you can literally not work and still make money. Okay, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show, the place where ordinary people become extraordinary by finding the path to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, side hustles, and passive income. We've already blazed the path, showing you how to retire early and have financial independence so you will never work for someone else again. And now, here's your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm super pumped to have you here on the Successfully Unemployed Show with me. And today, I'm super excited that we're going to have a great expert in passive income investing in real estate. And he has done so much real estate investing that people actually, it's called turnkey companies, basically a turnkey property where you buy a property off of a company like our expert has, where he does the entire business for you. He builds the business, finds the right properties, buys it, makes sure it's rented, and then you buy the property from him. He makes a profit, obviously, because for doing all that work, but you get a cash flow and property. And this expert today is literally going to show us how the passive income model works. And at the same time, he is going to be a featured speaker at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference that I'm putting on. It'll be here in March in Phoenix. You got to come. It's so amazingly beautiful here, as well as we're having so many awesome speakers. We have 27 speakers now. It's just lining up that we have so many great investors, everything from multifamily syndication, like, you know, apartment complexes. In fact, just between you and me, well, everybody listening and me, I invested with my friend, Annie Dickerson. She has her own company where she raises funds from other investors and then buys multi-units, basically big apartment complexes. And I just invested with her in her syndication of two extended stay hotels. They look fantastic. I'm super pumped that I was able to, you know, basically put all my money into this company and I don't have to do any work. So that's one other thing that we're going to be teaching at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. Also, Airbnb, short-term properties, even mid-term, long-term properties, you know, traveling nurses, like, you know, making sure that they have a place to stay for the mid-length rentals, as well as land investing. I'm actually going to be talking about how to get financing, like all the 15 different ways to get financing for your investing. It is going to be such an amazing conference. You need to be there. And the big thing about this conference is that it's a no sales pitch conference. Like if you go to any other conference, it's going to be after every single session, okay, guys, run to the back and go give us only the first 100 people that give us $30,000 on their credit cards. They're going to be able to get into this special offer. No, we're not doing that. We're building a community. That's the goal of the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, is to build a community of other investors gathering together to make investing better. And we have 27 speakers, like I said, but we have all the other great investors coming. So you need to be here with us and learn and build a community, get encouragement, get motivation, get the lessons, get the coaching, everything that you need to become a successful investor. Go to rubcon.com, rewbcon.com, and get $50 off. I just want to see you change your life. Start by investing. Get my promo code, basically a coupon code for $50 off the ticket. Dustin is the promo code. Go to rubcon.com and then use the promo code Dustin to get $50 off your ticket. And today I'm bringing on one of the speakers of the conference who is actually going to be sharing with us how right now is the best time, like why we are bullish, meaning really for investing. Like right now is the best time to invest in real estate. Not just that it's the best time in general overall, but why even now, even being the seller's market, he's going to share with you how you can invest, why you should invest, where you should invest, and how to make money doing all that. And I have this expert, he's literally going to show us right now how to do it, as well as at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. You have to be there. It's going to be in March, beautiful Phoenix in March. It's going to be amazing. So let's jump in the show where we talk with Marco Santarelli about real estate investing and passive income, and why right now is the best time to invest in real estate. Okay, here we go. Marco, thank you so much for being on the show.
Dustin, it's an honor to be on here. I'm excited about your event that's coming up soon. I heard you've got a lot of people coming, and we've got, 24 speakers? It's going to be great.
Man, I'm so excited. We literally cover almost everything in real estate investing, and people are asking me, well, shoot, is it for advanced investor? Is it for beginners? I'm like, yes, it's like literally for everybody. We're bringing everybody together. And so everything from like short-term rental properties to multifamily to passive income investing, all that sort of stuff is going to be at the Real Estate Wealth Builder. So Marco, tell us a little bit about it, because we want to know you, because we're going to say, hey, man, Marco's a great investor. Let's go listen. So tell us a little about yourself and how you got started investing in real estate.
Sure. Well, I considered myself a serial entrepreneur and an investor. I knew at a young age, like as in my teens, that I wanted to get investing in real estate. And that's exactly what I did. So when I turned 18 years old, I bought my first rental property, fixed it up, put a sign on the lawn. There was no internet back then, so it was all newspaper and signage, right? That's how it pretty much worked. But the writing was on the wall. So that was my head first dive into real estate investing. And then I just took it slowly from there, got my real estate license and started buying more property. But then you fast forward into the early 2000s when credit was really, loose and easy to qualify for. Remember the stated income loans, ninja loans? I took advantage of that and I started building a portfolio rapidly. In fact, I bought 84 units in 9 months. But investors were coming to me saying, hey, can you help me? Can you coach me, mentor me? And I said, I'm flattered, but I don't have the time, to be quite honest. But I see a lot of deal flow and I will help you acquire investment real estate because I can pass along what I'm not buying because I can't possibly buy everything. So long story short, I was full-time into real estate at that time, but that's also when I launched our nationwide turnkey investment business to help other people and provide them, the resources that I was using and the systems I was using, and just provide it to them at no cost.
Thinking of real estate investing, you're going to be coming to the conference. You're going to be sharing a couple different times passive income and as well as real estate investing in general, like what the market's doing and all that sort of stuff. Talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be sharing at the Real Estate Wealth Builders, because we're going to say, hey, man, there's going to be some great information there. Let me figure out who I'm going to listen to. So fill us in on what you're going to be sharing.
Sure. So the core message is, why am I bullish on real estate investing? And you should be too. There's a lot of people out there that think that we've had such a strong run in terms of a price appreciation that we are in a bubble. And I'm kind of quoting what most people are saying, are we in a bubble, or they're asking, are we in a bubble? Well, I'm going to answer both of those questions, at the event. But as a little bit of a teaser, I will basically say this. First of all, we are not in a bubble. In fact, it is an ideal time to be buying income producing, cash flowing rental properties. It's not so much a question of, when, but where. The fact of the matter is it doesn't matter if interest rates are at 18% like they were in the 1980s, or if interest rates are at 3% where they are now for various types of 30-year fixed rate mortgages. It doesn't matter if the price of a property was $20,000 in the 1980s and that same property today happens to be $400,000. The fact of the matter is we all still need housing. The financing is available. It's at low cost. In fact, it's historically low. And there are opportunities all around this country because the United States has over 350, well, actually, if you talk about MSAs, there's over 500 MSAs, metropolitan statistical areas, and all those break down into a whole bunch of sub-markets, and those all break down into a whole bunch of tier two and tier three markets. So we're talking about a lot of locations. And this is why I always say that it's not so much when, but where, because you can find deals all the time if you're looking in the right markets that have the right fundamentals that support the investment as a decision, provide the cash flow, and provide growth potential. And so this is the way I look at it. You've heard the expression, all real estate is local. It is. It's all about location. Timing is an element, but it is trumped by location.
I 100% agree with that. The properties that I bought in 2006 are still making me money. They made me money no matter when it happened. Like if it crashed in 2008, I still made money because I made money in passive income. And what's amazing, Marco, you would absolutely know this. My rents have skyrocketed. Like I'm making so much more money from rents going up. It's absolutely amazing.
I've got 22 townhome units in South Daytona Beach. And over the last 18 months, I've increased the rents from an average of about 1,100, 1,000 to 1,100 up to 1,400 plus per door. Now, as a percentage, that's like 40% increase.
It sure is.
But the market supports it. That's the thing. It's not that I'm pricing people out of the market. If you look at the comparables in the area, they're all in that same range, and they've been increasing prices as well. So, you know, this is just the trend of what's going on, especially now in this inflationary environment, which is something that, you know, we could talk hours about. But the fact is we have appreciation going on in all the markets for two reasons. One, we have fundamental price appreciation because the commodities that go into these properties, the copper, the concrete, the sticks, and the bricks, are all going up in price. So that naturally increases the replacement cost of these properties. And because of that, the intrinsic value of these things have to go up. Sales comps will follow, but that's exactly what's happening. But then you also have a lot of inflationary pressures and loose credit that's providing, you know, that liquidity where buyers are in the market, more coming into the market, and there's an increasing natural demand for housing. And so that is pushing prices up as well.
And hey, guys, get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. And I'll give you my real estate investing course showing you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first, how to scale the business, buy the right properties, making $250 or more every single month in passive income. I'll literally just give it to you. You can get started investing right away. Text the word rental to 33777. The great thing about the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, or I'm calling it RubeCon, Marco, is that we're just all trying to help each other out. Like, this is literally a community event where we're coming together. I'm bringing my community, you're bringing your community, all the people that we help to invest. It's like, let's get together, because I found, and you probably can attest to this too, Marco, the more people that I connect with, the more people that I serve, the more people that I help, as well as they help me, the better my business gets. Talk to me a little bit about how you have been able to work with other people. Like you said at the very beginning, you were helping people get deals, but talk to us about how helping other people has helped tremendously your business.
Well, if you're talking about like teamwork and your network, that is critically important. You can't succeed as a solo, you know, solo entrepreneur or an island. You have to have a team of people around you. In fact, I always refer to, you know, having a core team of five people. That is your acquisitions person, whether it's a real estate broker or agent or a turnkey investment company like ours, providing you the deals. Regardless of where you're getting your deals, you need an acquisitions person, you need your financing. So you need mortgage lenders that provide financing specifically for investment property. Thirdly, you need full service professional property management companies that are managing your properties, unless, of course, you want to do it yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's many investors that self-manage. But, you know, for most people, professional management is critically important. Then, of course, you need your asset protection attorney. And fifth is you need your tax strategist or tax advisors to help you become tax efficient and minimize your tax impact, as well as take advantage of the beautiful tax advantages that real estate provides you, which is, of course, depreciation, which you can take for 27 and a half years. So that's your core five. So that's the team you want to build. And as you meet more people, especially if you come out to, you know, the RewCon event, that's the way I refer to it. You can call it however you want.
RubeCon is what I've been calling it. It just makes it easier.
RubeCon. So if you come out to RubeCon, it's no different than going to a mastermind event, which I belong to. Well, I'm cutting back, but seven masterminds. Whoa. And the thing is it's not just the education you get there, which is critically important to your success, because knowledge is the currency that you're going to be investing and spending. But it allows you to network and allows you to meet other like-minded people, like the investors and the speakers that are going to be there, and learn from them and ask questions and be able to catapult yourself. You have to remember one thing. When you go to an event like this, you can spend 2 days there and be bombarded and flooded with a massive amount of great information. But if you only walked away with one golden nugget that you implemented and it made a change, it allowed you to increase your returns by 10% per year compounded, or do an extra deal per year, or increase your income 10% or 20%, that one nugget makes it all the worthwhile to attend the event, even if you don't remember anything else that you've heard or learned. You know, it's that one thing.
I absolutely agree. And what's interesting, Marco, any conference that I go to, I literally network. Like, that's the most thing I do. Now I'll go to some sessions, things I really want to learn, but I know it's recorded too. So unless it's somebody I really must go to, like, oh, I really got to go to Marco's because I got to listen, as well as ask questions when it's done, because it's going to be question and answer period. But there's also all that great information. I might forget it. I will watch it afterwards, but you cannot get the community. You cannot get the networking. You cannot meet people online. That's another reason why people are asking me questions like, well, how come there's no online component, like just streaming it? Like, the reason why, because it's not just trying to make money. We're trying to build a community. You can't build a community online. You definitely cannot do that. And at the same time, you can't, after the fact, do anything to build that community, meet new people, even find somebody that could potentially invest with you as a private money lender or something like that. That networking is absolutely crucial. Now, thinking about the entire conference, Marco, what are your thoughts about how do you go out and actively meet other people? Because there are some people that are, I'm definitely an extrovert. There are some of the people that are introverts that it's hard for them to get out and meet people. Do you have any suggestions? Because you've gone to lots of conferences. Any suggestions, any tips to get out and really just try to meet people?
Sure. Okay. So before I answer that, let me just kind of wrap up what we were just talking about in the last couple of minutes. There's three reasons why you want to go to this event. Number one is for the content, the education you're going to get from all the speakers that are going to be speaking on stage, which are at 24 right now. So number one is the content. Number two is the networking, the people that you're going to meet, the people that are there, the people that you need to meet and be exposed to, because it's going to further your knowledge and education, your contacts and resources. But thirdly is the possibility of doing deals with other investors, other like-minded people that are also looking for partners or capital, or maybe they have capital and they're looking for deals or whatever it may be, and just strategizing. So it's the content, the networking, and the potential deals that can come out of it. Those are the three reasons you want to be there. You have to go because of that.
I completely agree. And let me add one thing. So one of the speakers that I brought on, I was talking to her, and she's a syndicator, that being, you know, multifamily, but she has two hotels that is undergoing under syndication. She wanted some passive investors. After talking to her about the conference and everything, she told me about that. I said, well, shoot, I'm going to invest. So I'm literally investing because we're bringing great people who do investing. We don't just teach this stuff. We literally do it. So now tell me about your tips on just really making the best use of the networking time.
So look, it's pretty simple. You're just going to be in close proximity, shoulder to shoulder, with a lot of people who are going to be sharing the same interests as you, whether it's, you know, financial freedom or investing in real estate or finding deals or whatever it may be. And you're just going to naturally get into conversations because you're going to be there standing shoulder to shoulder with a group of people. You'll be sitting at tables with other people who are going to have similar interests and conversations going on. During the breaks, you're going to be running into people, bumping into people, and, you know, having, you know, small talk and conversations, which will open up and morph and expand into other things too. There are 15-minute breaks spaced throughout, you know, the day on both days. So those are opportunities to get out and talk. Having lunch with people will open up those conversations. Going out for dinner. Dinners are always a big thing because people will congregate into groups of whatever, you know, 4 to as many as just 20. And, you know, you're all going out to dinner and you're just naturally going to have conversation. I mean, that's what we do as humans, is we like to, you know, talk and network and find out about each other. There's going to be a lot of opportunity to have conversations and talk and meet new people and discover new things. So look, if you're not talking to anybody, that means you're just purposely standing in the corner trying to avoid conversation with anybody. And so if that's you, I mean, maybe this is not the right event, but I can't imagine that anybody going is not going to have conversations with the people that are there, because it's just going to happen organically and naturally.
And this conference, being the first one, it's not going to be like 2,000 people where you're literally going to get lost in everything. We're probably going to have 200 to maybe 300 people. And that is so intimate. That's like, we're basically going to be like the family getting together and really just having such a great time. And then, you know, hopefully, Lord willing, next year we'll have the conference again. If I don't lose too much money on the conference, we have a conference again. And then get all back together and really just make this extended out where we're just helping each other out. Now, Marco, is there anything else that we need to know about the conference or about anything investing with that, you know, as you're going to be teaching us?
No, just come with an open mind. You know, just be ready to learn, be open to new ideas and topics and information, but also question, you know, bring your questions and question what you're hearing, what people are telling you, whether it's the speakers or whether it's people in the room. This is where you can have an intelligent dialogue and a debate and discover, you know, what is the truth and what makes sense for you and where things are headed. It's, you know, it's good to know where you are. It's good to see where you've been, but it's important to know where you're going, because if you don't have a destination in mind, if you don't begin with the end in mind, you're going to be wandering in the wilderness. And you don't want to be wandering in the wilderness, because that's dangerous. You're just going to go nowhere, and you're going to go nowhere fast. So just come with an understanding of where you've been, where you are, but have some vision of where you want to get to. And if you have that in mind, you're going to just absorb through osmosis a lot of great information from everybody there.
I love it, Marco. Good job, man. That's I 100% agree. Every time I go to any conference, I try to be teachable and say, well, what can I learn? So Marco, this is great. So people are going to want to reach out to you. They're going to want to learn about you. Even like check out your podcast. I've been on your podcast. It's a great podcast. Tell everybody how they can reach out to you or listen to you online.
Yeah, well, just two websites. Our main website, where we have tons and tons of content and properties and other stuff, is noradarealestate.com, N-O-R-A-D-A, noradarealestate.com. And then the sister website is the home of the podcast, which we're going to be rebuilding here shortly. And that's passiverealestateinvesting.com, just passiverealestateinvesting.com.
Perfect. I love that domain. I wish I would have that. That's a good one.
Sorry.
Marco, thanks a lot, man. Great. I'm glad we're friends, and glad you're going to be hanging out with us and speaking and just doing a lot of great helping of people. So I really appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Dustin. I appreciate you.
Today's episode has been brought to you by the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership. That's the membership that I founded, teaching people how to quit their J-O-B by investing in real estate rental properties. Now, Real Estate Wealth Builders is your place to learn how to invest in real estate with five different masterclass courses, group coaching with me, and a private student community where we all work together, all the tools and the discounts, all the resources and everything that you need to quit your J-O-B by investing in real estate. Now, I do want to show you how to do this completely for free. If you want to learn about investing in real estate for free, I want to get you my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. That's R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777, so you can see how you can quit your job, that J-O-B, by investing in real estate. I'll show you how to find properties, how to use other people's money to buy properties, and how to scale the business to be successfully unemployed, just like I did. Now, did you also know that there are video versions of each and every single episode on the Successfully Unemployed Show? Well, I did record every single one of these for you. I recorded them for you so you will be able to learn from the experts themselves, see what they're doing, see everything that they are talking about on this show visually, and all their examples, all their slides, all their pictures that they even draw. Everything is on there. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. Or if you just go to YouTube and type in Successful Unemployed, more than likely you're going to find me. So successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. And I would truly appreciate it if you subscribe to Successful Unemployed on YouTube and wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe to this show so that you can always get every bit of new information on how to quit your J-O-B. Also, if you got anything out of the show, share it with just one person. Share it with just one person so that they can see the light, that it is so much better to not work a job, be successfully unemployed, and be your own boss. All right, guys, this is it for today's show. I will see you next week. See ya.